I will praise thee with my whole heart. Everybody say whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. Aren't you glad? But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Praise God. I want you to pray a special prayer with me this morning. If you would, close your eyes. God spoke to my heart and asked me or directed me to bring this word to you this morning. And we're going to pray that you'll be able to receive it because it's from the Lord. Not a negative message, it's a very positive message. It's a message that will bring hope to your soul. For 2 weeks now, I've been struggling, wondering which way I would go in a spiritual battle that I've been involved in. God won the victory. God won the victory. And I haven't had time to explain everything that's going on, but I'm just asking you to trust me as pastor as we follow God. Because God is doing a work, and it's a good work. And He's going to continue to work, and He will perfect. Everybody say perfect. He will completely, if you will let Him, perfect that concerns you. And today I ask that you would pray with me that you will be able to receive in your heart what the Lord wants to say today to you. Dear God, today, help this congregation to hear the word of the Lord. Help this minister to be able to deliver the word of God. Take control of my lips, my vocal cords. Take control of my breath, my thoughts, and help my entire being, Lord, be subject to your Spirit's leading. Speak, dear God, through me as you have spoken to me. Help me to deliver your word. And dear God, I pray that you would drive out the thoughts out of the minds of those who are trying to think ahead, and yet they're missing it by 1,000 miles. Help us all to surrender to your will and hear your word today and to believe you, for you are still God and you're able to do a tremendous work in our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, we sing that beautiful song. There's something about that name. There is something about that name. Many times I see some of you cry as we sing about the precious name of Jesus. We have rejoiced, praised God, danced, shouted unto God with a voice of triumph at the preaching concerning the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are convinced that there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And the Word teaches us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Word of God teaches us to do all that we do in the name of Jesus. But this word that I read this morning tells us that there's something that's magnified even greater than the name of Jesus. Because without the Word of God, we wouldn't be able to know about the name of Jesus. If it had not been for the Word of God, God's Word, we would not have been able to know how to have a relationship with God. If it had not been for the Word of God, which according to God's Word is forever settled. Everybody say forever settled. The Word of God, which is forever settled. Forever settled. It's always been settled and always will be settled. God has never had to try to figure out what to do because of our situations. His Word is settled. His Word is forever settled in heaven. If you're unsettled, it's not because of God's Word being unsettled. But you may be unsettled because of God's Word. You hear that? Because the Word of God is very, very serious, strong, powerful, and true. One scripture says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was what? The Word was with God and the Word was God. That's in John the 1st chapter. And in the 14th verse it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John wrote, and we beheld the glory. We beheld His glory. The glory. As the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who is He talking about? He's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is that came forth when God spoke. That's why when we talk about creation, we can say Jesus made it all. Because everything that is or ever has been was created by the Word of God. And that Word became Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not in the beginning as Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word of God with God, and the Word was God. And nobody could look upon the Word or God. Because there was nobody to look. Dwelling in an eternity alone, God spoke. The invisible deity that created all things brought forth the Word. You cannot separate the Word from the one who speaks the Word. When God spoke, that Word was God and is God. Why are we talking about the Word so much? Because that brings us hope. The Word of God cannot fail. The Word of God will never let us down. And we have promises by God that are very personal to each one of us. God has promised us in His Word that He will never leave us.
Everybody say, He'll never leave me.
He'll never forsake us.
Say, He'll never forsake me. Hallelujah. That means everywhere you go, the settled Word of God is able to perfect whatever it is that concerns you. He's able to adjust whatever needs to be adjusted in your life, even if you don't know what's wrong. He's able to go into avenues that you didn't even know existed, because He is above all, through all, in all, around all, and below all, and in every part of all of you. God is in us. He's our hope. And without Him, we have no hope. His Word is magnified above His name. But listen what His name is able to do. At the mention of His name, I have seen people who were beyond hope. As we prayed and as we were with others who prayed, we witnessed at the mention of the name of Jesus, hardened sinners crumble and melt and cry and say, I love the Lord, just at the mention of the name of Jesus. God has magnified His Word above His name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, we have seen cripples able to leap and run and say, God did a miracle for me, because in the name of Jesus we prayed. God has magnified His Word above His name. At the mention of the name of Jesus in water baptism, many of us have been baptized in water in obedience to the Word of God, and had our sins washed away. And He has magnified His Word above His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the mention of the name of Jesus, you can bind the devil. You can cast the devil out of individuals. At the mention of the name of Jesus, you can cause crooked places to become straight. And you can cause that which never could have been to suddenly become very possible just at the mention of His name. But His Word is magnified even above His name. And God said, whatever you ask in My name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Who is He talking to? He is talking to people who are willing to believe His Word at face value. You know, we have promises in the Word of God that someday we can look upon a beautiful, beautiful city, a paradise, and He has promised us that there will be no need of the sun there, that Jesus Christ, the Lamb, is the light of it. That we can abide in the light of God. There will be no need of sun. But I want to say this morning, according to His Word and what we have experienced, we don't have to wait until we get to the end of the journey to be able to experience this light which has no need of sun. Many of you have already experienced the light which is going to light up heaven forever and ever and ever. And you don't have to wait until you get to the end of this journey to be able to hear the Lord say to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But even while on your journey, in the midst of your troubles, right where you are, according to His Word, you can believe and you can receive whatever you need in your situation, whatever concerns you. His Word has promised that He will perfect that which concerns me. And whatever I'm involved in, I can look to Him, and even now at this moment, I can hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I don't have to wait till I get to the end to have fulfillment and joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we don't have to wait until we we go through those pearly gates to feel like we're walking on streets of gold. I tell you today, we're walking on streets of gold in this building. Some of you know what it feels like already to walk on streets of pure gold. Hallelujah! We don't have to wait till we get over there to have fellowship with the saints of God. We can pick up the Bible and read how they've won victories, and they've gone through battles, and they've had problems, and they've been down, but they never gave up on God. They trusted in His Word. They would not turn loose of God. They wouldn't turn away from God. No matter what, no matter what, God's Word was magnified even above His name. And even before they knew the salvation name of God, the Word of God took them through the lion's den. The Word of God took them through the fiery furnace. The Word of God brought them through the times of trouble when the enemy was chasing them. Hallelujah. And it was not because David knew the name of Jesus when he brought down the giant, but it was because David knew the Word. Hallelujah. Would you raise your hand? Praise God with me today. Hallelujah. 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 We're not trying to belittle the name of Jesus today. It's the most precious thing you could ever have revealed to you, the importance of the name of Jesus. Everything that you do. But if you didn't have the Word, you couldn't have the name. But thank God for His Word. Hallelujah. One writer said, "Thy Word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." Hallelujah. You can be baptized in the name of Jesus. You can pray in the name of Jesus. You can do everything you do in the name of Jesus. But if you don't have the Word of God in your heart, you could fall into some terrible sin. You need the Word of God to hold on to. You need the Word of God and the name of Jesus. And when you get into a situation and you don't know which way to turn, yes, use the name of Jesus. But when the devil comes to you and he says, "It's not working, it's not working, it's not working," then you can say to the devil, "My God said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thy Word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. Devil, you get behind me. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. I know you're subject to the name of Jesus. It was the Word of God that taught me, and it's in my heart that you have to bow down to the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. People are playing with the name of Jesus. They don't know what they're saying when they say the name of Jesus. In their troubles, in their cursing, in their swearing, in the midst of their problems and poverty, heartaches and troubles, people running in circles looking for answers, saying, "Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ." If they could only learn the Word of God and say that name with a knowledge of the Word behind it, and know what the Word represents, and know the strength and the power that is in that name, they could say, "Jesus Christ." Suddenly heartaches would be mended, troubles would cease, problems would be solved, and Jesus Christ would be able to perfect that which concerns them. They're reaching to the right, they're reaching to the left, they're trying this and trying that, but the answer is the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has given us His perfect Word. And we have made promises to Him. And I'm sorry to say, most of us have not kept our word. We find ourselves many times on our faces saying, God, I'm sorry. I didn't do what I said I would do. But God has never gotten on His face and said to any one of you, I'm sorry. I didn't do what I said I would do for you. Hallelujah. His Word teaches us that He has poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. He has poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. Are you part of that? Amen. All flesh. That means God has poured out His Spirit upon you. God has poured out His Spirit upon you. What are you saying, Brother Rutledge? Does that mean I'm saved? No, it does not. I'm sorry to say. Even though God has poured His Spirit out upon you, you may be lost. You may be headed the wrong direction. Well, how could I be lost if God has poured His Spirit out upon you? Simply by ignoring the Word of God. Taking what somebody else says about the Word. Listening to what others say and teach and preach. And not looking for yourself in prayer, seeking it. You know who finds it? Those who seek for it. Hallelujah. You know who learns about God? Those who want to know. If you ever get a personal relationship with God started in your life, it'll be the direct result of your personal desire to know Him. God's Word teaches us He has poured out His Spirit upon all flesh. And it also teaches us that very few receive it. You can reject that which God has poured out upon you simply by shunning His Word, ignoring His Word, turning away from His Word, refusing to look into His Word, refusing to accept the truth of His Word exactly as it is. And you can make all kinds of excuses why you don't want to believe His Word, why His Word doesn't make sense to you, why you don't understand His Word. But until you get hungry and thirsty enough to ask God to put His Word into your heart and to help you to receive it in your life and diligently start seeking God and searching the Scriptures, until you have that sincere desire, you may go through your life knowing and believing there is a God who has poured His Spirit out upon all flesh. It's available for me. I can be victorious. I can have my life restored. My God is able to put the pieces together for me. And you can know this and go through your life and never receive it and be lost eternally. Would a just God allow that to happen to me? The Word of God is forever settled. The Word of God is forever settled. You don't have to wait until you get to the end of this journey to get a taste of hell. You don't have to wait until life comes to an end to experience torment. You don't have to wait until all your years have gone by to know what it is to want just a little drink of water to cool your parching soul because you're so hungry, you're so thirsty, you're so lonely, you're so separated from the presence of God. You can spend this life going through what hell's going to be all about and then be ushered off into eternity forever separated from God because God's Word has settled it already that if you don't receive Him, if you don't accept Him, if you don't find the desire in your heart to seek after righteousness and allow God to place His Holy Spirit inside of your life, His Word has already settled it. You will go through misery in this life and eternal misery that will last forever and ever and ever. And you don't have to wait till you get to the end of the journey to hear Him say, "Depart from me. I never knew you." Hallelujah. You can reject Him and entertain devils and choose evil rather than righteousness and claim to be one thing and be something else till God will get so sick and tired of the way you do that He will reject you before you ever get to hell. In fact, if you don't serve Him, He has already rejected you. And then the question from the devil comes to your mind, does that mean there's no hope for me? That's why you need to know the Word of God. Hallelujah, He has magnified His Word above His name. Search the Scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of Jesus Christ. In here you can find what it takes to have eternal life. But if you read the Bible until you have it memorized and you don't receive the Holy Ghost, you will miss heaven. Hallelujah. Well, I don't believe that. It doesn't matter. Your word's not settled, but God's is. You're unsettled. God already has settled it. Well, I can't make up my mind which way to go. Well, God already decided which way He's going. And if you don't decide to go with God, you're already headed in the other direction. And the end of that journey is not very happy. Not very peaceful. You say, well, where does that put my loved ones? Tell that devil to get out of your mind and let's talk about you. Where are you today? Well, I think I'm all right. That's not good enough. Are you all right? According to the Scriptures? According to the Word of God? His Word teaches us that if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit in your life, without the Spirit of Christ, ye are what? None of His. Well, I don't like to hear that. Well, I'm sorry.
The devil hates it more than you do. But wouldn't it be wonderful today if suddenly you would enjoy hearing words like, if you have the Holy Ghost, you can be set free. You can be completely liberated to live for God. You can have joy in your heart. You can know that you're all right with God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could raise your hand and say, praise God, I've got it. Praise God, I've got it. And I got it just like the Bible said. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my heart, just like the Bible said. I repented of my sins. I turned my back on everything that I could think of that was sinful. I stopped sinning. And I said, God, I'm sorry. And I want the Holy Spirit. I'm seeking for it according to your word. And all of a sudden, your tongue started getting out of control. And you just went on because it's in the word of God. They shall speak with other tongues. They shall speak with other tongues. With stammering lips and other tongues. I will speak to my people, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. You can have the Holy Ghost because it's in the Word of God. But wouldn't it be great if you could say, I've got the Holy Ghost. I've got the Holy Ghost. I've spoken other tongues just like the Word of God said I could. For He said it's a promise. It's a promise. He said He would perfect that which concerns me. He said I can have His Spirit in my life. I can have His Spirit in my life. When I receive it, I would speak in other tongues. Wouldn't it be glad to know that you have already spoken other tongues? And if sin is behind you, and you have been forgiven, wouldn't it be wonderful to know that you have already been to the water, and you've already been baptized in the name of Jesus, just like His Word instructs? Wouldn't it be great to know when we sing about the wonderful name of Jesus, that you've had that name above all names, according to His Word, applied to your life, along with His cleansing power in His blood, along with His strength to give you power over the devil, power over your flesh, power over every temptation? Wouldn't it be wonderful for you to be able to stand and testify, I thank God that His Word came into my heart, and now I'm a child of God. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Who are you talking to? Praise God. Who am I talking to? Anybody that wants to receive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. All of us who have an experience with God according to His Word had to come out of sin. We went through avenues of disappointment, lust, greed, drinking, pornography. We all went down different trails, but it was all sin. Drugs, cheating, lying, stealing. And you name it, this congregation represents people who did it. But now we're washed. Now we're cleansed. Now we're pure. Now we're perfect in God's eyes because His Word has settled it. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good to know that that Word is settled in your heart? Settled in your heart. It can be if you want it. It's already poured out upon you. God's looking for somebody that says, this has been poured out upon me. I want it in me. This word that I have heard, I want it in my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then you don't have to go around confused all the time about the Bible. You don't have to go around confused about the different religions, because the author of the book comes into your life. And you open up the Bible, and He teaches you from the inside. Hallelujah. You read His Word, and something comes alive inside of you. And you become aware that Word is in my heart. You don't even have to be able to read that well to have His Word established in your heart. Wouldn't it be good today if before you leave this service, you could hear God say to you, "Well done. You fought a good fight and you kept the faith. Well done. You received my word. Well done. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Well done. Behold, all things are new. Well done, my child. I'm here to wipe all the tears from your eyes. Well done. I have prepared for you something that's more wonderful than anything you've ever known. Well done. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Well done. You're righteous and holy in God's eyes because all your sins have been washed away." Wouldn't it be wonderful if God could say that to you today? It's in His Word that that can happen to you today in this service. And the reason we canceled Sunday school was because the Holy Ghost has been leading us for 2 weeks to not worry about what anybody thinks. Just cancel everything that needs to be canceled in order to see revival. Not that we want to hurt anybody, and not that we want anybody to feel bad, but we just want to be led of the Holy Ghost. We can always resume our Sunday school classes and our various meetings. And we can always get back to the things that we think we should have to do if we should ever want to. We can always appoint positions and have leaders in various departments. But today God is speaking to this church and saying, forget that you're a leader. Forget that you have a position. Humble yourself. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything except souls. Praying, seeking God for revival, and let God bring souls forth. When Zion travails, sons and daughters will be born into the kingdom of God. When this church starts praying to God and becoming less concerned about our little personal needs and our little personal likes and dislikes, when this church humbles ourselves to the point of saying, God, you're first in my life. No matter what I have to do, I'm adjusting myself to be able to hear your word. Every opportunity that comes, I will hear your word. I want your word. I want to live according to your word. I want to be involved in your word. And we get on our faces and we pray and we seek God. By the time Brother Gilstrap gets here, July the 5th, we can already have had a landslide revival of souls filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. And we will have to reorganize in order to have classes for all the people to come to. Hallelujah. And God said it. He's been saying it and He is saying it. We're not equipped for the revival that God wants us to have. So forget about what we have organized at this point and let's have revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's calling us to pray while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. God's calling for you. You want to have things worked out in your life to where God absolutely is truly settled into your heart with His holy word and His promises? Then get out of your seat and come to the altar. Don't worry about what anybody around you thinks about it. Don't worry about what it feels like. Don't worry about the fact that you're bashful or shy. Just get up and come to the altar. So simple. It's so true. If you'll humble yourself, just get out of your seat, come down here and pray. Tell God you're sorry for your sins. Don't look back. Just keep looking forward. Start accepting His promises. Start accepting His promises. Hallelujah. His word is magnified above His name. Hallelujah. But when you know about the name, and you have that word and that name in your life, no devil can stop you. No sin can beset you. And nothing will keep you from being led of the Spirit of God. If you've ever had a desire to seek after Jesus, what's holding you back now? It's not the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 He says, if you will, I will. If you'll take one step toward God, He'll take two steps toward you. If you'll just reach out a little bit, He'll reach further down than you can reach up. Hallelujah. Who else would get out of your seat and come up here and say, I want this. I want to repent of my sins. I don't care who you are. If you need something from God, don't put it off till tonight. If you've got a haughty spirit, you got pride, you got selfishness, rebellion in your heart, stubbornness, get it out today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who else would like to get out of your seat, come up here, find a place to pray? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd like to ask all of you to do come up here to pray, whoever you are. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about what it sounds like. Just remember the Word of God is on your side. God is listening. It's God in you. Just God in you. Look to Him. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't worry about what's behind you or in front of you. Just be sincere before God.